This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Jay.
And Daryl.
We'll get back into the controversy continuing in the Libertarian Party. Initially, the conversation was about states' rights, and we might even get back into that. There's somebody that has posted a blog about why the Libertarian Party should support states' rights, or why libertarians, he says, should support states' rights. We can get into that. Plus, more audio from the Lions of Liberty podcast with Libertarian National Committee Chairperson Nicholas Sarwark, which is infuriating Daryl here. He is frustrated by the lack of principle within the Libertarian Party, which is one of the reasons why, Daryl, you joined the, was it the Radical Caucus?
Yes.
In the LP, which is a group of people who believe in the principles of liberty that want to try to see those come back to the Libertarian Party at the national level.
Yes. Unfortunately, though, I was deemed to have resigned from the Radical Caucus because,
according to
the committee of the Radical Caucus.
When did this happen?
The day that I put out the press release saying that I was running a limited write-in campaign.
Really? Did you tell me about that before?
I heard him talk about it before.
I think I did.
So you're no longer with the Libertarian Radical Caucus.
I'm no longer an official member of that caucus.
But you are still a member of the National Libertarian Party.
Yes.
Okay, because you still are believing that there's a chance to save that thing, huh?
I feel like Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber. You're saying there's a chance. Yeah. It's not a big chance, but you're saying there's a chance.
All right, we can talk more about it. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico, though. You're on Free Talk Live to start out Hour 3. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. You know, I just want to mention that we have solar panels on residential top roofs. Mm-hmm. And people actually get reimbursed from PNM. That's what they have told me. So I guess whatever their electric bill from the local PNM and minus what they make generate from their solar panels, so they actually pay less in electricity.
Yes, so, sounds like a pretty sweet deal. We've heard about that before. And, of course, solar power technology has gotten better over the years. It's much more efficient now, I believe, than it has been in decades past.
I had a great conversation with a lady in Home Depot about this yesterday. I was wearing my Mark Stevens shirt with the big Anarchy A on it. And she comes up to me and says, "Hey, you got a minute to talk?" And I says, "Not really, but I'll talk to you." And,
okay.
And so she started talking about solar. And I says, "Well, I don't participate in those blood money programs because there's a lot of... you know, government grants go into this." I go, "How much can I get from the government?" She goes, "Oh, you can get like $3,000 from the state and like $5,000 from the feds." And I'm like, "So how do they get that money?" "Well, you know, the government gets money through taxes." And I'm like, "Oh, why do people pay taxes?" And we got into this awesome conversation. It was great. She didn't sell me any solar panels. And I was like, "I already did solar
Was she working there? Was she one of the employees?
No, well, so she's like
a customer.
No, her job's like to go around and hustle up like selling solar.
But is she like a sales agent for the solar panels?
Yes,
or is she
yes.
a Home Depot employee?
No, she don't work for Home Depot, actually.
So should she have been in the store? Was she authorized to be there?
So I asked her about that. Yeah. So her company actually like pays like Home Depot like 2% or 1% of whatever kind of deal she gets.
Interesting.
So I told her that the scam she's pushing is the same one the colleges are pushing, because the college tuition goes up every time the government, you know, increases the guaranteed loans or grants for college.
So what you're saying is if the government is subsidizing solar purchases, then the solar companies have an incentive to keep their prices high?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Now, here's the thing. You only wind up getting the subsidies, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago on a Thursday when we were talking. There was some city that spent a bunch of money to build like a quarter mile. We're putting solar panels on the road to power some lights, and they spent a lot more money than what they should have. but you only qualify for the subsidies if you connect to the grid. If you want to buy the solar panels outright and be self-sufficient and not connect to the grid, you don't get the subsidies.
And you can buy them cheaper than even if you got the subsidies to begin with, because like Ernie Hancock talks about this a lot in his show in the morning, which I listen to almost every morning. You can buy like solar panels from these solar like wholesale companies if you buy like a container, like 22 cents a watt.
Wow.
Ernie's been buying them like that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so Sarah, your thoughts? Go ahead.
You know, I got completely bossed about what you guys said about if you get subsidies, raise up the price. I mean, the thing about it is, who cares? You know, the thing is, we're saving the environment. And
who cares if things wind up costing more than they should?
I'll tell you why I care.
Basically Sarah's question.
Sarah, the reason I care about the government giving subsidies is because several years ago I was sleeping, and I came downstairs at 6:30 in the morning in my underwear to 20 men with guns coming in my house because I didn't pay their ransom. I didn't pay the rent, the property tax, so because they need that money to make sure that corporations get subsidized, and all it does is benefit these corporations and contractors who are all buddy-buddy with
the solar power corporations in this case,
like
power company.
Sure, and them guys in unions, and it's all union workers and these whatever unions, electrical contractor unions and whatnot, that they benefit tremendously. And for each dollar that is given in the subsidies, I don't have the facts of this, but you can guarantee it costs a tremendous amount more to actually extract that dollar when a government does it. Probably 10 to 20 times more, maybe even more.
So it's highly inefficient.
You know, it's terribly inefficient.
Not to mention immoral to kick somebody out of their bed
and
home.
And people die over it.
I can give you the figure for ethanol. For each dollar of profit for ethanol, there's $30 of government subsidies.
Sarah?
Here's the thing is that, you know, Bill, you have mentioned that the BP got subsidized. I mean, they're getting the bigger subsidy than the electric and ethanol companies, and that is environmental. We paid for the BP cleanup. And
I'm opposed to all of the subsidies. Just because I said tonight that I'm against the solar subsidies does not negate what I said 2 weeks ago when you called in and I said that I was against the subsidy to BP.
Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dick in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, I think before I get into what I want to talk about, Sarah made a really good point there at the end, actually, for once, that solar may be subsidized, but if you think about other energy that we get, which I think that one of the biggest ones is oil. I mean, we've got the United States fighting wars and bombing other countries for oil all the time, and the expense of that is nowhere near the subsidies of the solar panels. So I think it's important, if we're going to talk about this, to mention that in a free market, solar panels would be a lot more viable because they would be competing against oil and these other energy products that would be a lot more, possibly more expensive because they're not getting all the government help.
So because one product is subsidized, therefore all products should be subsidized, or your favorite one should be subsidized?
No, because one product is subsidized, that alters the market. So if one product is subsidized less than the other product, it's actually, even though the government likes to make it sound like they're helping the solar industry by subsidizing it, but they're actually hurting the solar industry by subsidizing oil and other industries.
Right, because the U.S. military, the entire U.S. military is helping subsidize the oil industry.
But I just want to be clear, you're not saying that because the oil companies are getting tremendous subsidies that therefore the solar companies should also? Are you saying? You're not saying
that. No, I'm saying the inverse of that, basically, but that no one should get subsidies, but
got it.
The fact of the matter is the solar companies, even though they are receiving subsidies, it's negated by the fact that other companies are. It's like if you gave everybody a dollar, you know, no one's any richer because the dollar.
Well, the problem. I see what you're saying there, but you're still, you know, not addressing the theft, right? So the dollars that you're giving out in this case are all stolen at the threat of violence, and that's where the real objection comes into. Dick, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your thoughts here tonight as well. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, I don't think he was advocating for subsidies, but once you get in, you know, once politics starts getting played, things get real weird, and that's what we're seeing with the Libertarian Party at the national level. We can get back into that coming up here in moments, the continued disappointments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Jay. And Daryl.
Also, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. You'll save half off of one MyPillow, or you can get two for the price of one. It's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. What is the MyPillow? I gotta admit, I don't watch TV. I had never heard of MyPillow before the last year, and we got them here. They're an advertiser on Free Talk Live, and it's great. It really is the best pillow you'll ever own. And if you disagree with that, well, you can get your money back. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. You send it back to them, they'll send you the purchase price back. It's that simple. And if you do love it, well, then keep it because it's guaranteed to last for 10 years, and you can wash and dry MyPillow. It's an amazing product, and it works very well. So you can go to MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the discount of half off of one pillow or two for the price of one. Two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, code FTL. We go to your calls and thoughts here. We've been discussing some of the frustrations that the more principled libertarians have with the Libertarian Party, and certainly, Daryl, you and I are two of those people that share those concerns. You're the only one in the room who's currently a member of the National Libertarian Party, and it seems like just barely at this point. Doug, in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
First of all, you know where MyPillow's headquartered, don't you?
Minnesota.
Yeah, been to the factory, too. I've had one for years. Cool. Hey, look, I think it's important for all of us, especially you guys, to have realistic expectations about the Libertarian Party. And it avoids hardship, hurtness, and your soul, you know, being all kerfuffled. So just like
I know where you're going here. I think I know where you're going. And you're saying that my expectations for the Libertarian Party should be the same as my expectations for the rest of humanity, and that is to say that I should not have any.
Well, let me also jump in here as somebody who really doesn't have any expectations for them except to be unprincipled, and so they are meeting my expectations, which is why I just sit back and laugh at it. But it's kind of a sad laughter. I mean, I would like to see them be more principled, but I'm not willing to put in any significant effort to try to accomplish it because I got to focus here in New Hampshire. I only have a limited amount of time in my day, and we're having success here in New Hampshire with libertarians concentrating here. The Libertarian Party is, you know, on a new trajectory, which I'm liking what I see so far. And that's because Daryl Perry and Roger Paxton are two of the most principled libertarians in New Hampshire, and they are now the chairman and vice chairman of the party. So that's what I want to focus on, Doug, and, you know, I
see
where
you're coming
from.
Yeah, you should. Of course you should. You should also focus on Bitcoin. We should also focus on other things. And no questions about this, but put the Libertarian Party in its little box that has a lot of value, but it's got its own little thing, and it's funny and quirky. We can laugh at it. And we have to understand that, like humanity and all of human beings, we're social creatures. Social creatures have attractions and dislikes. Mm-hmm. One of those things is the Libertarian Party is a beauty pageant. And we have to give them that. I know.
They need some help.
No kidding. Well, no. But
politicians aren't known for being very pretty. That's for sure.
Right.
Bill Weld.
But there doesn't matter. I'm talking about attractiveness as far as looks there. He's talking about
the ooh shiny thing caucus.
Yeah.
It's not an official caucus, but it's very large within the LP.
Let's
find the thing that has name recognition and looks good on television. Although every now and then it does this stupid thing to where it might hold its tongue and totally confuse a reporter. That thing used to be a governor.
Right, exactly. And
or
Daryl,
a congressman.
I think you're getting that. So if you can embrace that they have to put forward candidates that they can sell to my sister and my brother-in-law.
But Doug, wait a minute,
whatever.
But that's changed. They don't have to do that. That's their policy now, it seems like. But back when you were making the commercials for the Harry Brown campaign in the year 2000, the amazing, like really great, entertaining television commercials, I don't think Harry Brown was anywhere near as unprincipled as the people that they're putting
forth. Harry Brown
today
would not be able to get the LP nomination today.
That's what's sad.
Here's the deal. Sometimes these two things come together.
with Harry Brown. You got a tall candidate who had has a following and was principled. So
he was
great.
Tall, by the way. I met him once.
Yeah.
Really tall guy.
And tall is important for human attraction. You know, forget this thing. But, you know, and then and now sometimes we have Bob Barr, who is horribly principled, you know.
Horribly unprincipled, you mean?
I mean, yeah, very unprincipled. Yeah. Right. So these things
but
can,
he was a
can ebb and flow. And so I think if you guys lower your expectations and think of the Libertarian Party as it's, as the introductions for some people, and when they, then they'll meet Ian Freeman, and then they'll learn about Bitcoin, and then they'll learn more and become anarchists. And that's great. But let's support them in what little silly way we can. You know,
well, I read like their advertisements here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
So we are, you know, we do have the free Libertarian Party giveaway here. If you want to join the party, it's, you know, free. If you're a Free Talk Live listener, you go to lp.org/FTL. I'm happy to help promote that because there is still that slight glimmer of hope that maybe people who care enough will join the Libertarian Party and try to save it. But I don't see
extinguish it. Extinguish the hope. Yeah. Extinguish the hope, Ian. Extinguish the hope. They
it's
will
pretty
not
much
be
extinguished
principled.
Here.
Yeah, good, good. But still, support them because they have value, important value.
I can't
you know
support the... Hold on. Now, there's a difference between saying support them like, oh, I did recommend to one girl who I was at a rave and she asked me who she should vote for. And I'm like, hey, you probably want to vote for Gary Johnson because he's the lesser of the evils. I didn't want to get into explaining Daryl W. Perry or anything like that. It was just, you know, shouting at a rave, right? Like, he's not great, but he's probably the lesser of the evils. That's the only level of support I can give the Libertarian Party. I couldn't give money to them. I couldn't give money to the Gary Johnson campaign because they're not promoting the ideas of liberty. They're just fishing for votes.
Well, but Ian, that brings that's advertising, market, and promoting. And that's what you do on Free Talk Live, and that's what they will do for introducing people who had never heard of any of
these.
But
there are plenty of ways that we can introduce people to liberty that are more principled. Like, you know, putting the show on more radio stations.
But not with that kind of podium though.
But they're ruining it, dude. They're not introducing people to liberty. They're confusing the hell out of people.
Well, one, they're confusing people. Two, the claim is, well, they're the introduction, and then they get to meet Daryl. But then when Daryl says they're not promoting liberty, Daryl gets yelled at for, why are you trying to do everything to destroy our presidential campaign?
You don't have, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing it wrong.
All right, so Doug, how much did you give to the Gary Johnson campaign, if you don't mind? We could go look it up, since you're here.
Sure, no, I gave hundreds. I gave probably hundreds. $500.
Now, how much did you give to the Ron Paul campaign in 2012?
Hundreds. Same amount, probably.
Same amount, okay. See, to me, there was such a huge difference. I didn't give a dime to the Gary Johnson campaign, but I gave over $1,000 to the Ron Paul campaign.
That's great. Hey, by the way, I just want to tell you something. Nick Starwalk, the reason he is you know, on the balance there, where he understands both the importance of social things, like we're talking about, and philosophy to some degree, the reason he's doing that so well is because he met Doug Scribner and Mark Hildenberg.
Hold that thought here, Doug. I want you to stick with us here because I want to talk about what's going on with Watch My Bit. I heard something from Daryl, and definitely want to hear from you what's happening. It's Free Talk Live.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, bring up what you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. My most recent successful purchase at saveitpurse.com, 25% off the item I was looking to buy on Amazon. It was like a $150 item. I got $30 off of it. It was incredible. You can go and you can take advantage of this as well. If you have cryptocurrency and if you're willing to spend it. Now, this was a tricky part we were talking about off the air, Jay, is that with the price of Bitcoin shooting up as it has been over the last month or two or three or whatever, the whole last year, but shooting up recently, it's getting, you know, it's hard to spend Bitcoin in an environment like that because you're like, oh, if I spend it, it'll likely become worth more, hopefully, the next few days, and I'll regret spending it. But you say it's important to spend it anyway, just for the sake of the Bitcoin network, for the sake of Bitcoin itself.
Yeah, because
right?
If we weren't using it, it wouldn't grow like it's grown.
Right.
So I've always kind of spent my Bitcoin just basically kind of based on principle. I don't spend all of it. I've been really good about saving it. But what I've been really principled about, whatever money I take and I put in my purse wallet, I go right away and I buy Bitcoin. You know, I'll buy it off whoever, friends up here. That's what's cool about here. There's a lot of people that, you know, Keene will sell you Bitcoin.
Yep, that's true.
Denver was a little tricky to buy Bitcoin.
Isn't that funny? Denver, a much larger market with way more Bitcoin vending machines.
I mean, you could go to a vending machine, but it was 8% over.
Very expensive, yeah.
And I had I have a really good friend out there that owns EasyBit LLC, and so he was good about hooking me up with Bitcoin. And but I just, the problem with the Bitcoin vending machine was out there is you had to scan an ID, which, you know, to buy over $300 yep. worth or whatever.
We don't do that in New Hampshire.
And, yeah, so that was kind of a pain in the butt. But and a lot
and
of
it costs less here. The machines cost less than they do out there, and there's no ID requirements.
It was 8% out there. But, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, spending Bitcoin is important, so please go to saveitpurse.com and rebuy it if you need to. So, like, I've got some Bitcoin. If I spend it, I rebuy it right then.
Yes.
If I can. So, saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. You save 10, 15, 20, 25% on your Amazon purchases. It is up to you. The discount that you get, the higher the discount you ask for, the longer it might take to fulfill the order. I thought it was going to take a little longer than I expected for the 25% off that I got, but it was less than a day. Somebody had ordered the product in less than a day's time, and I got 25% off. So you can save that much, too, with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, because they now have Shapeshift integration there. Save AT Purse, saveitpurse.com. And Doug in Minnesota, in addition to a Libertarian Party activist, you're also a big cryptocurrency Bitcoin fanatic. You started the website watchmybit.com, and we've been kind of cataloging over the years, having talked to you about it, you know, what is Watch My Bit. We've talked a lot about, you know, how things have been going for you, and I mentioned, you know, we off the air, we're saying, oh, yeah, it's Doug from Watch My Bit. We're talking, you know, with Jay here in the studio about you, and that's when Daryl said that Watch My Bit is in hibernation mode. Watchmybit.com,
right.
There's a notice up there. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're in hibernation for several reasons. One is that Bitcoin is going crazy. And therefore, without any scaling solutions happening, the price for the miner's fee today was 38 cents. It's been lower. Now, Watch My Bit, you know, it's a video platform where you can put your video up there and sell it for Bitcoin. That's great.
And the idea was that you would be selling it for micropayments, which was in the early days of Bitcoin, this was a thing you could do with Bitcoin. The idea was the fee is like, you know, 1 cent or something like that back in the day. And it's like,
I'm going to sound old now. Back in my day, it was fractions of a penny.
Right. I mean, so you know, it has been as low as a cent or two or less than that. And, when you look at that, and you say, okay, well, that is compared to PayPal. If you were to send someone 25 cents worth of Bitcoin, back in the day it would have been maybe 25 point something or 26 cents.
Right.
Now the Bitcoin price is going up, and so it's getting closer and closer to what PayPal would charge you, where PayPal is going to charge you a minimum of 30 cents per transaction plus 2.9% on something. So it's impossible to send someone a nickel with PayPal or a dime with PayPal, and the idea with Watch My Bit was you could charge someone a dime for watching this video, and that could make the video producer quite a bit of money in aggregate. But now what you're saying is the fees are getting out of control with Bitcoin, and this sounds like a huge problem.
Yeah, it's a problem for companies like mine where we depend on single transactions to happen. Now, there are solutions in the works, and there are other payment processors to do it. There are payment channels, for example, where you can open up a payment channel, watch multiple videos without paying a miner's fee, close the payment channel, and just pay one miner's fee. That takes time and effort and stuff to, you know, and people to code that sort of thing. So we decided to go into hibernation temporarily until things settle out with the Bitcoin network. We're
going to. But what's going to happen? I mean, have you heard any rumors about are the Bitcoin people, like the people that are programming Bitcoin? It's an open source project. Have you heard anything about whether or not they're going to do something about these miners' fees? Because it's going to become an issue, not just for your business model, but there's a company, you know, here in town that, you know, it's called Corner News. They will take Bitcoin for anything in the store, and a lot of the items are a dollar or less. And if it starts getting to the point where it's 30 cents for a Bitcoin transaction, the customer is going to start to balk at that. Well, why would I pay Bitcoin for this when I have to pay the fee? The customer pays the fee at any Bitcoin transaction, unlike credit cards, where the merchant pays the fee, which is a big benefit to the merchant, and most customers are fine with it. It was such a small fee, it was no big deal.
Right.
But as that fee gets larger and larger, it's going to push people away. And what we've seen with the Bitcoin programmer guys is they're disagreeing on some major policy behind the scenes about Bitcoin. So it seems like it's stuck in the water and it's not moving anywhere. Have you heard anything at all?
Yeah, of course. You know, all of us are waiting for SegWit to come out. At least some of us, not
for
Roger
what?
Ver. SegWit, segregated witness. That is
You haven't heard of that?
That's the I've also heard it called like off-chain verification.
Okay,
no,
what does that mean?
No, that's a little bit different. With segregated witness, you can then have the Lightning Network and off-chain verification. But segregated witness is
a what is that? What does that actually mean, though? Like to a Bitcoin person who's listening to this show, we know that Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency that allows for transactions all around the globe that can't be hacked, can't be stopped by government. You know, what is the benefit of this off-chain transaction, and how does that work? Given the idea that Bitcoin is supposed to be a blockchain, this publicly visible ledger that's distributed around the world.
Yeah, it still is. So there's two camps. One of them is let's raise the block size, which is currently 1 megabyte, to 2 megabytes or something like that. That way we can double capacity, and that'll ease a miner's fees instantly. Unfortunately, that requires a hard fork and every single miner, node, and user to agree to go this way.
Or at least a supermajority of them.
It should be noted that...
No. For a hard fork, it's all of them. That's a hard fork. That breaks the network into two.
I had heard that they needed like 75% or something like that in order to...
That's a soft fork.
Well, no. So the 75% number is, I believe, the number of miners required to fork Bitcoin, which will break
it for
everybody.
And then people have to adopt it. And then other people have to adopt that. The users have to adopt it, which presumably they would because 75% of the miners would go over there. What we saw with like Ethereum earlier this year is that this is a competitor to Bitcoin, or maybe it was late last year, but it was not that long ago in Bitcoin terms. Ethereum, this major competitor to Bitcoin, had a hard fork, and then the old Ethereum kind of stayed alive. So, you know, not everybody made the flip. And maybe that would happen with Bitcoin, which is why you're saying it's dangerous to do this hard fork. So what was the other option?
Possibly, yeah. So the other option is segregated witness, which is the block size contains lots of data. Some of that data is the transaction of every trade. Another chunk of the data is the transaction witness. It's the signature data. That's sort of a way to think about it in less technical terms. So there's a way of moving the signature data out of the block and putting it into a new data structure that still is in Bitcoin and still gets transferred. It's just that the witness data, the signature data, is in a different mathematical structure.
And that does something to reduce the miner's fees?
It would also reduce the blocks.
All right, but they still have to decide to make this change. And the question is, how soon can they do that with the fees skyrocketing like this? Are they going to have a sense of urgency? If you want to comment, Doug, you're welcome to stick with us. Otherwise, thanks for the call.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking a lot about Bitcoin in the last several weeks here on Free Talk Live, especially recently, because there's exciting things happening with Bitcoin right now. It is the price has been skyrocketing right now as we're doing the show tonight. It's at $1,134 over on the Bitfinex exchange. I don't have the Bitcoin average price in front of me, but the highest point today was $1,150. So it's gone down a little bit since that. But last night, between the time when I went to bed and woke up, it went up like $50 in that time frame. So you never know what's going to happen with the price of Bitcoin. But as it turns out, as the price of Bitcoin is getting higher, the mining fees are getting larger.
And $1,131.62.
That's the Bitcoin average price?
Yes.
So these mining fees are getting larger, which that's good for the miners, but it's not necessarily good for people who want to do business with Bitcoin with what are called micropayments, which traditional money like credit cards or PayPal do not allow for. You could not possibly afford to do micropayments because of the fees that are involved with PayPal.
Right, and most places that accept credit cards will have like a $5 or $10 minimum for even accepting the credit card.
Because they get screwed if it's below that amount. They don't make any money if they accept the credit card. And so we don't want Bitcoin, or at least I don't want to see Bitcoin get to the point of where it's basically at parity with a credit card. That's not okay. Now, certainly, I'm talking about smaller dollar transactions. Right now, if you want to buy $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, then 30 cents is not a big deal. That's, you know, still nothing compared to what Western Union or, you know, MoneyGram or some of these other old money transaction, money transmitter businesses would charge you. So for people doing larger business, this doesn't matter. But for people like Doug in Minnesota, who's got watchmybit.com, it's basically put WatchMyBit on hold. Now, it's on hiatus, but essentially, you know, you can't make any money. You can't help people distribute their videos if you can't collect Bitcoin at micropayments levels. And you're hoping, Doug, that they put in to effect a solution that, you know, my question is, you call it it's called segregated witness. You got into it in the last segment. It's not worth recapping what that means. But this technological solution that may reduce the miners' fees. The question is, how long are they going to argue about this before they actually put it into play? Because they've been arguing about the block size behind the scenes, which is another technical aspect of Bitcoin behind the scenes. They've been arguing about that for what, 2, 3 years, maybe longer? Doug, you're with us. Go ahead.
in Minnesota. Doug going once. Doug going twice. Well, at least I thought Doug was there. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, I asked Doug because he's in the business of accepting micropayments, so I figure he's got his ear to the ground a little bit more than any of us do on this. I mean, does anybody else here have any comments on, you know, how long this is going to take? Are we going to have to wait 4 years before they make a decision? We need to reduce the miners' fees?
Well, one thing that I think is very interesting is, you know, for the past, what seems like a couple of years, people have argued about, should we increase the block size? Should we do this? Should we do that? Well, when Bitcoin first rolled out 8 years ago yesterday, there was no block size. The block size was added later because somebody had the idea of, hey, maybe we should limit the size of the blocks. That way we keep out the spammers. That way, you know, people don't just send a bunch of transactions to load up people's computers. And then people are like, screw this thing. It's taking all my hard drive space.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure as soon as Bitcoin gets to $3,000, they'll get right ahead about figuring this out, because then the transactions are going to be, based on the current trend, very expensive, and it won't even be worth anybody to make small transactions. So then I'm sure something will happen where they'll get off the toilet and they'll figure it out.
I hope so, because, you know, the more Bitcoin's programmers drag their feet on these potential changes that could help the viability of Bitcoin, the closer we get to somebody else out there eating their lunch, one of these other altcoins that's out there.
I was
there.
Just going to say that. They'll start using some altcoin for these microtransactions.
Now, which one it'll be is another question. I'm sure there's a zillion of them that are vying for that opportunity
that would actually
right now.
Probably make sense right now.
Have a second coin.
Say you use a second coin, like Bitcoin or whatever, and because of the
Bitcoin
fees.
Bitcoin probably would be great for that, actually.
Yeah, I like that one, because then fees are really small. And then once I get a bunch of Bitcoin, I shape-shift it into, you know.
Which, unfortunately, it is not yet available on Shapeshift, but as I understand it, Michael Dean, who is the visionary, I guess, or one of the visionaries behind Bitcoin, has reached out to Shapeshift, and we'll see if they add it. I don't know what the specs are that they require before they'll let somebody in there. But I'm told Doug is back with us on the line. Can you hear us now, or can we hear you, Doug? Go ahead.
I don't know. What's going on, man?
I hear you now. All right. So,
hey, I want to correct something.
Please. Yeah.
The developers of Bitcoin are not dragging their feet. They have finished the SegWit code. It has been released into the Bitcoin core code that everyone is downloading and using right now. 13.1.1 came out. They're already at 13.1.2 now. So
who's dragging their feet?
The miners and the nodes have to signal their acceptance of SegWit in order for the soft fork to take effect. The percentage required is 95%.
Wow.
Before the soft fork gets into place. So
now, how does one signal one's acceptance of that?
That is a minor decision in their software that they turn on, they flip a bit, and then the Bitcoin network sees another miner signaling SegWit, and then when 95%.
So the nodes themselves, so in Bitcoin there's miners and then there's full nodes. Right now on this studio computer we have a full Bitcoin node, meaning I have a full copy of the blockchain of all of the transactions that have ever happened in Bitcoin. So this studio is one of those nodes. It is not doing mining of Bitcoin. So you're saying the nodes have no effect on this, it's only the miners?
Yes. Far as I understand it, you can signal SegWit, but it doesn't mean as much because you're not mining. I'm not exactly sure on the math behind that. But anyway, that code has been reviewed for a year. It has been tested for months, and it's out there right now.
So what percentage are they at? What percentage are they at?
They're at 25%, maybe more now. And that has only been available since October. So in actually November, I think. So just in 3 months, 25% of miners are signaling their desire for the SegWit soft fork. And all it takes, people have to upgrade their software. You know, this takes some time.
Where does one go to get information about this? Where do you get the statistics about that? Because I know that there was a website called Coin.dance that showed the different types of Bitcoin clients that are out there. Like, there's the Bitcoin Core that you mentioned. There's Bitcoin Unlimited, which I'm currently running. It sounds like what you're saying is I shouldn't be running Bitcoin Unlimited. I should run the Bitcoin Core.
That's my opinion. Okay. You know, that's where the debate comes down to.
Right.
But I think even I think especially lately, Bitcoin is not going to be the currency. It's going to be the gold, and it will be the settlement layer. So, except for once SegWit is signaled and it's accepted and the soft fork goes through, then amazing things can be built with this new code, like the Lightning Network, which can do 50,000 transactions per second.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that a lot more than what they can currently do? Like, what can they currently
do? 7.
Whoa, that's a huge difference.
And,
okay, so
yes,
okay, so
yeah,
where do you go to learn more about this SegWit? I'm sorry, was it the CoinDance? Because I'm on that site now, I don't know where to look at it.
I'm not really sure, but just Google it. And they'll.
How do you spell it? SegWit? S-E-G-W-I-T?
That is correct.
Okay.
And this actually sounds like something that I had asked if it was possible a couple of years ago, to where I asked the question, is it possible to have the transactions go out, you know, as one thing, and then the block reward, the somebody at the time it was 50 Bitcoin, you know, somebody released 50 Bitcoin. Was it possible to have those separated? And people were saying no, but it sounds like the answer is yes.
It is possible because there has been that much improvement in research and you know, creativity put into this. So that's that is the off-chain scaling solution. There are many Lightning networks. There can be many Lightning networks. It doesn't have to be a single one, but that will come later again too. So we're still talking some time for SegWit to be signaled, and then time after that for Lightning Network to be tested.
Well, Doug,
implemented.
I appreciate you taking the time to explain all this in what I hope was a as understandable manner as possible. I was following it, but I know a lot about Bitcoin, and so I always want to make sure that we're trying to make this as understandable as possible for people out there who are brand new to this. And these are generally things that a lot of people don't have to think about when it comes to using Bitcoin, but these fees are getting so large, people are going to start to notice, and they're going to start to wonder what's going on. So I hope this gets handled soon. It looks like the SegWit support, as you said, is just over 25%. In late November, it shot up to about 23%, so it's been going up slowly since, looks like, the beginning of December. Hopefully we'll see some more mass adoption on this. It sounds like it could be a good thing. Doug, will you keep us in the loop as this develops? Because I know you're paying close attention to it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the call tonight, man. Doug from Minnesota.
Hey, see you in Mexico.
Hey, thanks, brother. I'll
see you
there. All right. Meanwhile, between now and then, you can join us online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com, join Daryl Perry over at libertylobby.info, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.